At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get 20% off LASIK when treated in April. That can be over $900 off when treating both eyes. Plus, guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 20/20 vision.
Must mention this promotion to be treated in April of 2024 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
There are Republicans who have made careers out of delivering for Democrats, made careers and a lot of money. And now they're about ready to lose their power in the great state of Texas. And these people are apoplectic. These people have lost their ever-loving minds because the conservative movement got tired of having our desires, our dreams, our aspirations being put on the back burner so that these so-called Republicans could serve socialists, which is exactly what they have done inside of the Texas House. Dade Phelan is the leader of this cabal, and he is one in a long line of former Republican speakers like Joe Strauss and of Dennis Bonin, who prioritized delivering for Democrats, delivering for socialists over the wants, needs, desires, and by the way, the benefit to the state of Texas and to the majority of voters in Texas, which happen to be Republican, which happen to be conservatives. So now, after the Super Tuesday contest, when nine of these shrubs, these pro-Democrat Republicans, met their end, and praise God, there are going to be even more that fall after the runoff elections. These people have lost their minds. On April Fool's, April 1st, one of these left-wing Republicans, a guy by the name of Jeff Leach, he took to social media to go after one of the conservative stalwarts, Brian Harrison. And it's an April Fool's joke, and here's what Mr. Leach wrote. Our Texas GOP caucus needs a workhorse, not a show horse, to serve as our next leader. Someone selfless, consistently conservative, and hardworking. Someone who tells the truth. I so look forward to nominating my friend at Brian Harrison for this role in our meeting later today. Hashtag Texas Sledge, hashtag Chief of Staff, hashtag Fauci, hashtag Newsmax. Of course, it was counter to Mr. Leach's public comments about conservatives who don't toe the party line, which is the pro-Democrat Republican party line. How dare you tell the people of Texas what the game is, of how we are delivering for our good friends, the Democrats, while trying to maintain the illusion that we're actually serving our voters. Well, your liberty-loving Latino could not let this slide, so I observed to those who were paying attention. On April Fool's Day, it appears that at Leach for Texas, this is all happening on X, by the way, at Leach for Texas is making a mockery of principled conservatives who vote their values, just as Joe Biden mocked Christians over the weekend. You all remember Joe Biden with his mockery of Christians by honoring the transvestite agenda on the same day that we all celebrated Christ defeating death on the cross. Well, not to go without being defended, another left-winger came to Jeff Leach's defense. His name is Scott Braddock, at the Quorum Report. This guy has been a biased individual in the press for many, many moons. And he leapt to one of these pro-Democrat Republicans' defense because, frankly, these pro-Democrat Republicans have been able to put one over on the Republican electorate for, well, since the Charlie Guerin Gang of 11 coup occurred. So Scott Braddock said what Chair Attleech for Texas said isn't even particularly funny. So it's even telling that at Chris Salcedo assumes high praise of at Brian Harrison has to be a joke. Well, as stated, there was no assumption that I was making. I was just comparing past statements of Jeff Leach to what he had said on April Fool's Day, which were direct contradictions. So I responded to Mr. Braddock by saying anyone who's been paying attention knows that Leach's statement was at odds with his previous statements. Simply noting the contradiction and the date on the calendar doesn't seem like that big a leap for some. Still, it does also demonstrate an affliction that plagues this style of air quotes Republican, saying one thing and doing another. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Scott? So that in turn, this whole back and forth got picked up by Representative Harrison himself, who said, Texans are sick of Republicans who say one thing but do another, i.e. pretend to support banning hashtag COVID vaccine mandates but secretly work to protect them or water down bills to end them. Appreciate at C. Salcedo Show for exposing them and their liberal allies in the media. So that all turned out rather well. But folks, you see, Jeff Leach's unhinged antics extended not just to online, but from what I'm told, that meeting that was referenced, boy, it was raucous. And some of the information I'm getting out of it, let's just say that these left-wing Republicans who are really Democrats and couldn't get elected as a Democrat in the Republican districts they don't represent, they get up to the legislature. They're supposed to represent the district, but they don't in actuality because they deliver for Democrats, you see. These people have lost their minds. Let me just give you a flavor of how some of the conservatives hit social media to let you know what was going on behind closed doors in this Republican caucus meeting. Brian Harrison says, quote, tonight's at Texas GOP caucus meeting proved that Dade Phelan's team is struggling to accept the reality that voters just repudiated their liberal leadership of the Texas Ledge House. It was embarrassing. Steve Toth, another conservative, responding, the at Texas GOP caucus tonight was a platform for Dade Phelan to blame the people of Texas for throwing many of his colleagues out of power. Not once did he apologize to them for leading the sham impeachment crusade of Paxton. Not once did he apologize to them for failing to lead on school choice. Their loss was his failure of leadership. And you know what? I understand what Mr. Toth is saying there, and he's not wrong. But you see, Speaker Dade Phelan is a left-wing Republican, but he has lots of help. And he had 21 Republicans who voted against parental school choice and education freedom, voted against their own voters, the majority of their own voters. Nate Schatzline, another conservative, responding, at the Texas GOP caucus meeting tonight, Dade Phelan made it clear he's under the impression that he will be the next speaker and angrily claimed that he passed every conservative bill there is. He didn't, and he won't be the next speaker. Time to reform the Texas House. Folks, that's just demonstrably false. Dade Phelan only passed two of the eight Republican priorities. He prioritized hundreds of Democrat bills ahead of Republican bills. Just eight issues are all that Republican voters wanted to have addressed. And Dade Phelan didn't fail. He purposefully killed those agenda items. A failure indicates that he just sucks at his job. No, Dade Phelan is very good at his job, stabbing conservatives in the back and delivering for socialists. Of course, this whole back and forth got the attention of some folks like me in media and in journalism. Michael Quinn Sullivan of the Texas Scorecard saying, Sounds like the Texas GOP caucus dinner last night was highlighted by at Dade Phelan and his diminishing band of sycophants attempting to cajole their colleagues into rejecting the evidence of the Texas GOP primary. Hashtag TexasLedge 2025 is going to be interesting, and it will. And folks, I think you should repay Dade Phelan for his lack of a vision, a lack of understanding of the message that was delivered in the 2024 primary. I think that you should send a message. The voters out there in Texas should send a message to all of his left-wing pro-Democrat Republican sycophants, especially those in runoff elections, and make sure that they lose because they deserve it. They've been teeing up losses to the people of Texas for far too long, and it's time they lost for a change. One man trying to bring one of these pro-Democrat Republicans to justice. The fake Republican is Lynn Stuckey. The actual conservative is Andy Hopper. You'll hear from him next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile, they have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network, they have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
We had a rhino reckoning on Super Tuesday, but the voting is not over, kids, and the reckoning is not over. So I want to bring on Andy Hopper. He is a software engineer, Texas Guardsman, conservative activist who almost unseated a rhino incumbent in 2022, Republicans primary then, for the Texas House District 64. Andy lost, get this, folks, by 88 votes out of almost 20,000 that were cast, the closest race in Texas by far. And now he has battled this incumbent to a runoff. Andy, welcome back.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me on. This is awesome.
Well, man, it's awesome to have you. And let's. I'm hearing every indication that you're going to put it over the finish line this time because.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I think we will. We actually were in an interesting situation with the runoff. We actually beat him by 4 points, which felt really good. We were about 47. He was about 43. Yep. We had a third person in the race, Elaine Hayes, but we're going to pull this over the 50% mark this time, I have no doubt.
Yeah, let me ask you what your internals are telling you about those who voted for the third candidate. Were they conservatives or were they squishes, those who voted? What I'm trying to glean here is where the balance of those voters are going to go, to you or to Lynn Stuckey?
Right. Well, I think Elaine got about 16% is my recollection in Wise County, and I think most of those votes are conservative votes. These are these are people that probably were disaffected in large, no less small part by the negativity from the race. And I think that they were like, you know, and also she, her family is very deeply, you know, involved in Wise County historically over the many generations. And so I think a lot of those folks knew, Elaine knew her family. And I think that my sense is at the door, our sense is according to what we've looked at is I think that a lot of those will go to ours and to us in Wise County. I think she got quite a bit less in Denton. I think those are up for grabs. It's kind of interesting. A lot of those votes were actually in the city of Denton. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the, I couldn't only speculate as to why that's true.
Okay.
Neither here nor there. I think we're in a good spot. I mean, and even if it's just split down the middle, let's just be really, I mean, Stuckey is not in a good situation.
Yeah. If you guys go 50-50, he loses
right.
too. So let's talk about Lynn Stuckey, folks. I have my own stories and I've told them on the air and I'm looking forward to telling those stories about Lynn Stuckey, at an event at a future event when you put it on before Election Day. But Lynn Stuckey, folks, and the breaking news last night was that Ken Paxton, after 9 years of being under this unjust cloud of accusations and shenanigans, has made a deal and the charges dropped against him, the securities charges, which were trumped up to begin with. And I have to tell you, folks, the reason why Ken Paxton had these charges to begin with is because of the Karl Rove Bush machine. The Karl Rove Bush machine didn't like the fact that a conservative ran and beat their selected squish. So that's why the attorney general has been under this cloud for so long and why he was denied justice for 9 years. No speedy trial for Ken Paxton. And it was because of these leftists who served the Bush machine. So now it all came to an end yesterday. Guess what? They had no evidence. They knew it. They made a deal. It's over again after 9 years. But Lynn Stuckey, in a debate moment with Mr. Hopper here, said this about Lynn Stuckey's vote to impeach Ken Paxton. I want you guys to listen to this.
Not me and 61 Democrats, but all of us except 20 Republicans voted to impeach Ken Paxton because there was evidence there that we need to look at. And by the way, it's not over yet. So hang tight.
It is over, Dr. Stuckey.
and then you come in at the end. Yeah, it is over. And guess what? It's over. These individuals who voted for a fake impeachment with no evidence given under oath, they don't deserve to be in office, in my opinion. What do you say, Mr. Hopper?
You know, my feeling is this. I think that there's a large number of people, not to make excuses for them at all, but there's a large number of quote-unquote Republicans that have served in the Texas House that basically blindly do the bidding of leadership. And the sad part is I think a lot of them actually believe that leadership is leading them down the right road. And I think that that shows a lack of discernment, a lack of just independent thinking on the part of these folks. And I believe that my opponent is one of those folks. I think that they actually believed hook, line, and sinker, whatever they were told, for whatever reason, and they basically are willing to go down the plank on this for a year.
Well, look, I mean, you're a very charitable.
Just a couple months ago,
you're a very charitable guy, but and that's probably why you deserve to be in there over Mr. Stuckey, because he is from accounts, my own personal interactions from accounts, he is not one of those individuals. But let me just push back gently on that and say, if you are not an American enough to say we shouldn't be convicting and throwing people out of office based on testimony that is not given under oath, if you can't connect the dots and say that's a wrong thing to do, you don't belong representing anyone in the state of Texas or in any government
100%.
Position, correct?
I 100% agree with that. And you're right. I'm trying to be somewhat charitable, but here's the thing. If you can't actually sit down, read what they give you, make your own determination, represent your district. When you have people calling and ringing your phone off the hook and asking you, please don't vote for impeachment, and your staffers are, we have many, many witnesses that actually called the office and they were told no, and they reassured the caller that Ken Paxton was a criminal.
Wow.
And that shows what the rhetoric is that's going on in the office, right? That's where their heart is at. That's where their head is at. But the
yeah.
thing about it is obviously they weren't given any real evidence and they believed it. And I really do think the power that they have over the people in Austin is extraordinary.
It is.
Both in money and, like you said, it's the Karl Rove Bush machine. that has basically funded these people's campaigns for years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I got up in a debate a couple months ago and actually said flat up, I will not take money from TLR under any circumstances. And that's where I'm at. These people need to go. They don't need to have the voice that they have in Texas politics.
Texans for lawsuit reform is TLR folks. They're the ones behind the fake impeachment of Ken Paxton. And just so you all know the connective tissue, these are moderate, squish, Mitt Romney-type Republicans, the surrender caucus that we talk about all the time. They don't want to oppose Democrats. They look at their socialist friends, and they look at them just like that, as socialist friends. And as Mr. Hopper was alluding to, that's where their head is. Not only there, but I could tell you up certain orifices where I find their heads to be. But we won't go there. Andy Hopper, folks, is our guest right now. He's a Texas Guardsman and a conservative activist, and he is running to replace Lynn Stuckey in the 64th district here for the State House in the state of Texas. I am seeing Mr. Stuckey lashing out because, as you pointed to at the beginning of the interview, he's on the ropes and he's against the wall. So he's lashing out much in the way Glenn Rogers did, who was just trounced in the Super Tuesday primary elections. It isn't a good sign, and it's typical, though, when you get left-wingers backed into a corner, they typically do these kinds of things.
Yeah, no, it was an interesting experience. I mean, I have to say, I don't think they saw us coming 2 years ago, and, you know, we maybe got one or two negative mailers at the end, but that was it. But, I mean, we have a stack about an inch thick of all the mail that was sent in this campaign, and, you know, way more than 50% of it was from my opponent. A lot of it was directly from his campaign, direct negative hate mail. That said some really interesting things, and I just kind of quit looking at the mailbox, quit watching TV. I just didn't want to see it. But we were seeing even personal things, and we were seeing that they were going to doors with people with my signs and putting, you know, long diatribes, giving them to that are just bonkers, just absolutely bonkers what was going through their head, and that level of just attachment to an office as an identity.
Yep.
For all of these people, not just for Lynn Stuckey, but for so many of these folks, they see this role as their identity. And I cannot express enough the fact that these people need to have term limits on them. We need to establish those in Texas. We need to make sure that people go down and our citizen statesmen serve for a very short time and go back home. That's what we need in Texas. We don't need folks to see this as a career. So, I think it's interesting. I think that that you see the same thing. I mean, I watched the HD 60 race, which you mentioned, Glenn Rogers versus Mike Alcott. Mike's a good friend of mine. And, you know, that, I mean, it just made me laugh. And I think that a lot of folks were there, right?
Yeah.
They were seeing, you know, the yacht video and all this stuff. And they just were starting to chuckle because it was laughable.
See, adversity doesn't create character. It reveals it. And now that Mr. Stuckey's going through adversity, because typically he works in the shadows and snipes from the shadows and doesn't get very confrontational. He tries to take his opponents down, you know, by stabbing them in the back. I have, as I'm told, firsthand experience with that, which I will share at a gathering of your choosing, Mr. Hopper, in the future. But look, I got to ask you some nuts and bolts here, just so we can get things established. I know that you are for parental school choice and education freedom, but I got to get you on the record again to see where you are on these things. Mr. Stuckey supports Democrat chairs being appointed with power and with power to kill conservative legislation they didn't earn at the ballot box. Do you support that, sir?
We should never be putting the minority party in charge of anything. The Democrats are nuts. But no, long answer, absolutely no Democrat chairs. I will fight tooth and nail against that.
Understood. Now, Lynn Stuckey also supports this process by which the Democrats choose the Republican Speaker of the Texas House. They did it with Strauss. They did it with Bonin. They did it with Dade Phelan. Do you support the Democrats choosing the Republican Speaker as Lynn Stuckey does?
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, I like having you on the record, man. I really appreciate the visit. Let me know when I gotta hit the road and head to an event of yours, because
so looking forward to having you.
I have a story to tell, going to knock some folks' socks off, and I can't wait to tell it. And if folks want to help you in your effort around Texas, maybe their races and their districts are already decided. Andy Hopper, where can they go to help you out?
So they can go to hopper4texas.com, hopper the number 4texas.com, and there's a big red donate button. And so we'd appreciate any help that you all can give us. We need it all. You know, if you run a good race, you're broke on March 6th, and we ran a great race. So that's what we've been focused on. But appreciate everyone's generosity. I mean, this is the people's representation. This is their seat. This is not a seat that anyone owns. And so we are fighting for the people in Texas and their conservative ideals.
It's important, folks. You got to keep the rhino reckoning going. You must make this not only a political earthquake, but you've got to give a resulting tsunami to make sure that left-wing Republicans, pro-Democrat Republicans know they will not betray conservative base voters. They will not betray their own voters without any consequences. Mr. Hopper, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, my friends. Visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. Now, when you go to ChrisSalcedo.com, you're going to find all of our social media hookups there, plus how to find the Chris Salcedo shows on conservative talk radio in the mornings and on Newsmax TV in the afternoons. The social media hookups are wide-ranging, too, from Truth Social to X. We cover all spectrums there. When you go to Texas Scorecard, that's where you find all the latest and greatest information on how the races are going in these runoffs and how the electorate is responding to these left-wing Republicans who have betrayed us once too often. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get 20% off LASIK when treated in April. That can be over $900 off when treating both eyes, plus guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 20/20 vision.
Must mention this promotion to be treated in April of 2024 to qualify. 20% off standard price of wave light procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you.
Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.